Thanks for joining us today on Soulful Conversations with Chas and Deb. One of my favorite parts of the day has always been conversations with my friend and spiritual teacher, Deb. In 10 years, we've never run out of things to talk about when it comes to matters of spirituality, recovery, the heart, soul, and ego. I always have the questions, and she always has the answers. Today's topic is knowing life will bring you the perfect lessons to heal. Oh, yes. The perfect lessons. Always, right?
Good morning, Chas. Always. always, yes.
Even when we can't see it and even when they look messy.
Yeah. It's those places that we get triggered and, you know, I was sharing with you this morning that some things have gotten triggered for me, and it's bringing up some old stuff that I realized was pretty traumatic. It was a pretty traumatic time in my life, and I'm going to share just a little bit, but I know we're very short on time. So I'm just going to give an example, though. So last couple days, that I've been feeling some uncomfortable feelings that have been getting triggered. And it just came to me this morning, tracing it back to when I was 13 and I was living in Michigan and my parents decided they wanted to move to Florida. And of course, it didn't matter what us kids wanted. I was the oldest of three and they were moving. It didn't matter. Just get ready. Let's go. And I was leaving everything I'd ever known. And I was, you know, it was a pretty, and I had just gone through a year of being bullied in my first year of junior high school. So I was traumatized by that. But then I was leaving the only thing that I knew my whole life. And the people that I knew, including my two, I had two close friends. So I moved to Michigan or to Florida. And of course I hated it and hated my parents for making me come. But it just occurred to me this morning that, you know, that these two friends that I really counted on for support, while I could get my legs, you know, here, find my way, they both disappeared on me. Today you would call it ghosting. you know, back then I couldn't call them on the phone. It was long distance. And so the only way to communicate was through letter writing, things like that. But there was no computers, any of that. So they just went on with their lives and I was left to try to figure mine out. So, it was two traumatic years. It was the year of being bullied and then moving to Florida and trying to figure out how to navigate this new world that, it was a terrible time in my life. And there was nowhere to process it. My parents were very insensitive to what our needs were. So there was nothing else to do but stuff it down and just try to make life work. And today it's coming up. Oh, and I feel it. I mean, like, it's like up in my throat. So when I have some quiet time to myself today, I will just allow those old feelings to surface and I'll feel them. And that's how we heal. Mm. It doesn't have to be this long, complicated thing. It's just that for whatever reason at this moment, it's getting triggered. And I think that there's a part of me that always hid behind special relationships. And I think with my son moving and my partner having memory issues and he's changing, his health is changing. You know, and just various things that are going on, it is kicked up the trauma of feeling alone again. So, and it's probably something that I have tried to run from my whole life. And as I'm saying this now, and I think back to, you know, when you met me, when I was sponsoring a zillion women and, you know, just always in a crowd of people around me, I realize at this moment that that was still me trying to feel safe, thinking that if I had, you know, X amount of people around me that I would be safe. But I never really felt it. I don't think I ever really felt it. Because I hadn't healed this wound that I'm feeling today. I hadn't healed it. So, you know, there was never enough. It wouldn't matter numbers. There was never enough friends. There was just never enough. And, but it never was me. I was never that person that wanted, you know, a zillion friends. It's not me. And eventually it fell apart because it wasn't me. It was me trying to feel safe. So today I want to feel safe from my inside. And the only way I can do that is to heal this. So what are your thoughts, Jess?
I understand the abandonment wound getting triggered. Mine gets triggered easily too. Just fear. You know, I constantly have that fear of, being left alone. Mine's triggered right now too, in the opposite direction. You know, I have a fear of doing something wrong and that person leaving, being punished. And that's from my childhood. Right. And my stuff got triggered last week too, just with, I think I talked about it a little bit yesterday, just things with my son going on and feeling alone there. Just having to just, I don't know, stand in my truth, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
And not feeling really supported by, I'll always have my support group of women, always. They always support me, but supported more in, like, I guess, family, I guess, I would say. Which can trigger an old feeling for me, too. So, that feeling always wants to get triggered for me that I'm doing something wrong, always. Right. It does not take much to trigger that feeling.
Mm.
And that, I'd love to heal that one. I would love to heal that one.
you can only heal it by feeling it.
Yeah. I think that was the story of my childhood. What mm-hmm. did I do wrong?
Yeah.
And I feel it as I'm saying it in my throat. So,
okay.
I guess we're both on the same page today.
Yeah.
Shocker.
Yeah, no surprise, right?
We're always aligned. I don't know if people understand when I say that, but I'm gonna continue to say it. Like, we are always aligned.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yep.
So lessons to help us heal. That's mm-hmm. what they're here for, right?
Yeah. Life always brings us the perfect lessons, and you know, when the time is right, I mean, things come up. Things come up to the surface. And I'm going to explore this a little more. But I just realized, just in talking about this, which is the value of processing, is so important. Highly, highly recommend it. Is that... I forgot my train of thought. I got distracted there for a minute. It's just to feel all this, to let it just come up and to realize how it's all connected. You know, even my son moving, just the feelings, what's happening with my partner. Like, it's like I felt abandoned in so many different ways. And truthfully, I was abandoned, but I don't think I've ever let myself fully feel that feeling. I think I've just tried to avoid it, cover it up, and I can't cover it up. It's exposed. So we'll be healing it, be working on it.
Yeah, you have a lot of things happening around you that would trigger that feeling.
Yeah, for sure. It's definitely getting triggered. And again, just letting it come and just trusting it. I've done this work long enough, I should know. But every time feels like, oh, this is the hardest, you know. Everyone feels like it's the hardest, and it's not.
The abandonment wound, though, my gosh, I'd love to heal that one completely. not constantly having that fear, feeling safe, like, oof, yeah.
Yeah.
And I know you've done a lot of work with the abandonment wound. So
I have, but here's more.
Yeah, but to be completely free of it, to heal it to the root, as you would say.
Yeah, pull it up by the roots.
Yeah, pull it up by the roots.
If you don't pull weeds up by the roots, they just grow back. Right?
That's real freedom.
Yeah. So, yeah.
So what's your intention today?
My intention today is to let everything be. Let the feelings come. Let everything, yeah, just let it be. Let it be. Whatever happens. Whatever the day brings, right?
Yeah, that's mine, is to be in the day.
Yours is to be in the day.
Yeah. Don't make stories about the future, and don't, yeah, just don't play stories. Try my best.
Yeah.
Any last thoughts?
Nope, I think that's a wrap for today.
All right, well, thanks for being here this morning, and thanks for sharing all your wisdom with us.
We hope you've enjoyed this episode of Soulful Conversations with Chas and Deb. For anyone who's interested in exploring more wisdom, check out Deb's blog at debbiecruz.blogspot.com and also one of her several recovery Facebook groups, Codependent No More, Support Group for Women, where you will find access to her other groups and also Zoom recovery meetings, where women get to connect directly and ask questions. Until next time!